Thank you, worship team. I messed around with this in first service and it didn't go well, so I'm going to just hunch over as I'm talking here today. But our service is going to look a little bit different here today. It is the week that we celebrate our graduates, I think all of which probably have already walked at this point. Isn't always the case, but I think everyone's walked at this point now. So as I was processing, I just was trying to think through, why do we have a Sunday dedicated to recognizing the graduates? And as I was thinking through this here over the last week, I was thinking, you know, obviously part of the reason is because we want to celebrate the accomplishments of everybody that's, in this case, graduating high school. We'll recognize folks that graduate high school and undergrads, but I think this year it's all high school graduates that we have at Mercersburg Mennonite. So that's part of it. But then as I was thinking beyond that, it's because we want to show a commitment to walk with these graduates. I think so often the church gets caught up in, yes, we're going to have our children's programs, which we have an enormous children's program here on Sunday school, children's church, Awanas, it's awesome. Then we've got youth group, which we've got an amazing youth group here. But beyond that, a lot of churches don't really have much dedication to young adults that are post-high. Here at Mercersburg, we try to be intentional in that in a couple ways. One way is we do have a young adult group, which my wife Debbie and I lead. Just an opportunity where we can have Bible studies, walk life with one another as we're in that phase of life together. And the other thing we like to do is we like to have this graduate recognition service. So it's a time where people can be reminded that you've got a congregation of people here that love and care about you and are willing to walk with you. So that's really the purpose of why we have this service. Now, every other year, I change it up. One year, I'll typically give a message before we call the graduates up, which I don't know if I actually tapped anybody's shoulders, but if you are a graduate, I will ask you to come forward at the very end. So there, here's my warning. And parents are able to come up as well. But anyway, yes, we will get to that in the later portion, but I always want to have a message that's not just for the graduates. Yes, it may be geared towards the graduates, but it's really meant for the congregation as a whole. Last year, I gave a message on times of transition, on changes in life, how we handle that, what it looks like, and what we do to help strengthen us beyond. This year, I wanted to give a couple people an opportunity to give their testimonies of what that looks like in their life. So I'll have Kristen Horst come up and share first. For those of you that don't know, Kristen is one of the youth leaders here at Mercersburg Mennonite. And then after that, John Puckett will come up and share, and he's one of the missionaries that we have here. So I'll turn it over to Kristen.
Good morning, everyone. So like Ethan said, my name is Kristen Horst. Is this too loud? Okay. I feel here. Anyway, my name is Kristen Horst, and I am married to Ryan, and we have two girls, Lauren and Hannah, 3 and 1. And yes, I have the privilege of being a youth leader here with all of these lovely youth, and we've had a good year, and now it's summer, so unfortunately we don't get together over the summer except a missions trip, but we are excited to celebrate the seniors who have made it through high school. We all know that each of us experience change in our lives. There are different seasons of life that we go through. Our interests change, friends come and go, we may get married, have kids, we will retire someday, go through job changes throughout life. And I would like to share about a change that I've gone through that was exciting, fun, but yet challenging at the same time. Growing up, I knew I wanted to get married someday, have a family, and my dream was to live 5 minutes down the road from mom and dad. Family has always been important to me, and as I wanted that for myself once I got married, I also wanted to keep a close relationship with my family, and so to me, that looked like staying within 5-10 minutes of my family. In 2016, Ryan, my husband, came around, and I met him. 4 months later, we were engaged, and 6 months after that, we were married. Yikes, that was fast. was the reaction we got from most people, but we knew that the Lord's hand was in it from the beginning. Great, now we're married. What's the next big change? Oh yeah, that dream of living 5 minutes down the road from mom and dad. If you don't know, I'm from Lancaster, so that's not 5 minutes from here. Turned into reality of moving 2 hours away from everything that I knew, my family, my comfort zone, my friends, my church, to an area where I didn't know really anybody. And I didn't have a job lined up, but I was jumping into the start of marriage in a new area, but with a husband who was very supportive. This morning we were recognizing our graduates, which is why John and I were asked to share about change or transitions in life that we have experienced. As I was thinking about this and choosing which experience I wanted to talk about this morning, this question continued to come up to my mind, which I wanted to ask you and share with you this morning. How do you handle change when it doesn't go according to plan? When everything that you hoped for or expected would happen was taken out of the picture, and God put something completely different in front of you. How did you handle that? What did you do? Now, stick with me. That question probably sounds a little bit more negative than positive, but I promise that at the end I will bring in some encouragement, especially to those going through a transition or a change in life. For me, that something different was moving 2 hours away from everything that I knew and that I had planned or thought my future would encompass. I know Mercersburg Mennonite is not that far from Lancaster, so a 2-hour drive is totally doable, even in one day or a weekend. I didn't move across the world. Maybe I'm being dramatic this morning, but I was so focused on being close to family because they were so important to me, and that changed. So I had to adjust what I envisioned my future to look like. Before Ryan was in the picture, I was going to stay put in Lancaster. And if I'm being honest, I didn't keep track of how many times I prayed, begged, and hinted at the option to move back to Lancaster within like the first 3 years of marriage. And you don't have to confirm that with Ryan. He is very aware of that was my desire when we first got married. Looking back over the past 6 years of living away from what I thought my future would encompass, I realized that the Lord was showing me what I needed, that I needed to take a step in faith with my relationship with Him. The Lord knew I would be challenged and uncomfortable for a few years as it took me time to feel like Mercersburg was my new home. He put me in a new place, but provided a loving, supportive, considerate, patient, very patient husband to walk through this change with me. He provided friends who have become family, a welcoming church family, opportunities that I didn't expect I would have. He knew what I valued in life and cared for my needs. Now, for my encouragement to the graduates and all of you this morning, I encourage you to go into this new season of life or the next change that you experience with open hands, ready to serve the Lord. Hold on to your plans with a loose grip, because the tighter the grip, the harder it will be to adjust when the Lord removes your plans from the picture and puts His plans in place. Know that He cares for your needs and has the best in store for you. To all of you seniors, wherever you may be sitting today, now is the time I get to share an embarrassing story of each of you. So who wants to go first? No, just kidding. It has been a pleasure having you all in youth group. You have worked hard, or at least survived the past 13 years. So congratulations. Now on to adulthood. Good luck, and continue to trust the Lord with your plans. You have exciting changes happening. So I pray that you rely on the Lord as you make choices and know that He has gone before you already. He will provide in times of change. Just trust Him. And now, drum roll please, I would like to introduce our next speaker, John Puckett.
Yeah. Thank you, Kristen. She threatened me earlier to say exactly what I was going to say before I got up here, so that I would look up stupid. So, so I decided to go ahead and change up entirely what I was going to say. So, yeah. So everybody who might not be aware, my name is John Puckett. My wife is Jeanette back there. I've got four lovely children. And for the past 8 years, we've been working with a missions organization and living this past, for 7 years overseas. And so it's kind of interesting that we're talking about this, and I was asked to speak because I'm kind of in a point of time of transition and change for myself. We're back home, and I'm having to adjust to life here, adjust to a new job, adjust to different focus. So, yeah, to those who are graduating high school, know that you don't make one life change and then everything's the way it is. You know, there's not just one transition in your life. Graduating high school is just probably the first big change. There's, like Kristen said, getting married, having children, changing your job up, people dying in your life. Those are always hard things and hard changes to deal with. For me, dealing with my transitional period where it's changing life in general, you know, there's always these feelings that come up. And the important thing to remember is when you're dealing with these times of change, you're not alone, because as Christians, we never arrive, actually. The walk with Jesus is a continual journey. There's no arriving point. You never get there and have all the answers. You know, you never stop making mistakes. You never stop having to debate about what is the right path to take. Sometimes the Lord will speak clearly to you. Sometimes you'll have to step out in complete blind faith. And so it's important for us. I think we want to have a destination so that we, when we arrive, we can say, oh, I finally have it together. I'm going to be doing it right from now on. But that doesn't ever really happen. And we can, and we should take comfort in knowing that, that it's okay that we're on a journey. You know, they don't call it standing around with Jesus. They say walking with Jesus. And it's because you're going somewhere. And so I just want to encourage you first with that. And it's, as I've come to understanding that, that I've really come to terms and been able to handle changes better in my life. This past change, though it's a big one, has probably been one of the easiest ones for me. And that is because even though I look back at my time overseas on the field, and my first thought is about the jobs that I left undone. I also think about the relationships that I'm leaving behind. I think about the failures that I had, you know, and I believe anyone who goes through change thinks about these things. You have to deal with, oh, I didn't do as good a job as I thought I could. I didn't do that perfectly. You know, I'm leaving this relationship behind. I'm leaving this comfortable environment, which I know, behind, you know, and so the thing is, it's important for us not to get caught up focusing on our failures, our shortcomings, our missed opportunities. And it's important for us not to get overly focused on our successes, too. Because you know what? We are not defined by our failures. And we are not defined by our successes. We are defined by the sacrifice that Jesus made for us and the value that he put on our lives. And what he does for us is he actually enables us to take our failures and turn those into tools. And take our successes as well and turn those into tools. And what are these tools good for? They're good for building healthy relationships. It's good when we have failures that we can look back on, we can improve from that. We can also sympathize with somebody who's going through a difficult time. We can also have compassion on that person. And if things are going great, you know what? We can share that joy with others. And we can be a blessing to those around us. Now, I want to encourage you with that. Don't look back at your time in high school or in college and think to yourself, oh man, I could have studied harder, or I could have, I don't want to leave this place. I don't feel like I'm done. I don't feel like my childhood's over. I spent a lot of my life actually living in regret and wishing that I could go back and change things, wishing that I could have my childhood over again so that I could do things a little bit different or invest my time differently. Well, the thing is, you know what? Praise God, but He is able to use those shortcomings and those failures and turn them into something good for us. I would like to say that if you think about the heroes of the Bible, such heroes as David, who is one of the biggest heroes in the Bible. He's Jesus, if you don't know this, he actually stated that David was a man after his own heart. But if you know the story of David, how does it go? He starts out as a little boy shepherd. He fights Goliath. He's victorious. But what ends up happening? The king turns on him, and he has to run for his life, and he spends years hiding in caves. You know, that sounds terrible, not like the Lord's blessing at all. There's another point when he ends up coming back, and he becomes king, and then his son turns on him. You know, it's just one mess after another. But one of the things he does is David continually turns back and leans on the Lord in these times of difficulty. He repents when he has failures, but he moves on and he tries to use those. And during those times when he's living in caves and whatnot, he writes some of the most beautiful psalms and songs, you know, and he praises the Lord for helping him grow and watching out for him. I think it's important for us, as we walk with Jesus, and this is where Jesus is just so wonderful, he is not waiting on us to measure up, you know? He is not waiting for us to measure up. He accepts us where we are, and he allows us to use the tools that we have. Whether they're good experiences or bad experiences, he allows us, and therefore, failure no longer exists when you're with Jesus. Failure just becomes another stepping stone that in your journey with Jesus, and then it becomes something that's useful and becomes something that's good. I would also like to point out Joseph. Joseph is another man. If you know the story, when he was a boy, his brothers got jealous of him, turned on him, tried to kill him. Then they decided, well, let's sell him as a slave. Okay? Then he spends a year in slavery. What ends up happening? While he's a slave, he gets falsely accused, he gets thrown in prison, he comes out, ends up becoming the right hand of the king, and helps save what would be probably millions of lives. You know, he's quoted as saying at the end of his life, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result." The thing is, he had perspective. He knew that the Lord's plan is way beyond our own. His provision and foresight is greater than anything that we can have. He trusted the Lord, and each time he got in a situation, even when it was terrible, he leaned on the Lord, and he praised the Lord, and he was used in that situation. So I would encourage you that as you your life has a change, or you start going into a new area, or you're going through a difficulty, rejoice, because the Lord will show up. He'll show up, and you'll see His wonder and His grace and His blessing. So that's just the words of encouragement for you all. It should be something, as you're dealing with change, that you get excited about. I'm excited for what's next in my life, even though I'm still kind of trying to figure out where I'm headed and what the Lord has in store for me. But I'm going to be present in the moment, because the thing is, your past is done. God is actually only concerned with now. He's a God of the present. You know, if your relationship with the Lord is right now, when you die, you're going to heaven. He didn't care that you had so many mistakes. You know why? Because salvation is provided through the Lord and His sacrifice. He is wanting you to have a relationship with Him right now. So I encourage you, if you're really confused about what life's about, if there's purpose for anything, turn to the Lord. Make your relationship right with Him right now, and everything that has happened to you in the past becomes valuable. Okay? And thank you for the time to share.
Thank you both for sharing. I know Kristen said after first service that she was going to give a nice little intro for John, and I didn't believe her, but she pulled through. So appreciated the youth group all getting in on that too. But no, thank you both for sharing some differences there, but also a lot of similarities from what you two were sharing. It was interesting because with Kristen's story, it's something that has taken place here of recent. I mean, she said even the first few years after moving, she had the intention of, hey, it's we got to be moving back to Lancaster to what she knew and what was home for so many years. Then we've got John, who's still working through his time of transition. So some of what I want you to take away from this is it's not just graduating high school. It's not just graduating college. We've got periods of change all through life, all through life. And how you work through that is what we were talking about here today. A couple things that I want to point out that they were talking about. One, relationship with God. That was at the heart of what they were talking about. When they go through periods of transition, what took place helped move them closer to God. And that's really the heart of what they were seeking after. And part of that is plans ready to serve the Lord. I think so often when we go through different periods, it's how can we benefit ourselves, but how can we glorify God in the change that we're seeing? Another thing that was said was it's a continual journey. You never arrive. I appreciate that because I think oftentimes, especially graduates, when they're processing what to do going forward, it's how am I going to make my mark on this world? You're never going to arrive. It's not about reaching the pinnacle. And that's not a depressing thing, saying that there's nothing good that comes out, there's no blessings. There are blessings all along the way. But it's not about reaching any pinnacle. If you've got goals set of hitting any specific goal and you get there and don't feel joy, it's because our goal should be to seek Christ, to grow in our relationship with Him. And that's what they were hitting on. The one thing I also appreciated is don't focus on missed opportunities. Missed opportunities, failures don't define you. Neither do successes. Jesus defines you. And finally, lean on the Lord. In the midst of exciting changes, in the midst of painful changes, lean on the Lord in all circumstances, and He is present. So thank you both for taking time to share. I really appreciated it, really enjoyed it. I hope the graduates and the rest of the congregation was able to take something from it. I know I personally did. And at this time, we will move to the time of recognition. So we will end the live stream at this point, and we'll work through this. So as I call your name, feel free to come forward. Like I say, if you have parents that want to come up and support you, significant others that want to support you, feel free to come up. The elder team and the youth leaders are all invited to come up as well. We will have a time.